ولئن أذقنا الإنسان منا رحمة ثم نزعناها منه إنه ليئوس كفور.
If we ever favor man with our mercy and thereafter take it away from him, he becomes utterly desperate, totally ungrateful.
وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ بَعْدَ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ فَخُورٌ.
And if we let him taste favor after harm has touched him, he says, "All my ills are gone." And he suddenly becomes exultant and boastful.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ.
Except those who are patient and act righteously, such shall have Allah's forgiveness and a great reward.
فَلَعَلَّكَ تَارِكٌ بَعْضَ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ وَضَائِقٌ بِهِ صَدْرُكَ أَن يَقُولُوا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ أَوْ جَاءَ مَعَهُ مَلَكٌ إنما أنت نذير والله على كل شيء وكيل.
O Messenger, let it not happen that you omit to expound a portion of what was revealed to you. And do not be distressed that they will say, "Why was a treasure not bestowed upon him? Or why did no angel accompany him? For you are merely a warner, whereas Allah has control over everything."
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ وَادْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دون الله إن كنتم صادقين.
Do they say, "He has invented this book himself"? Say, "If that is so, bring 10 surahs the like of it of your composition, and call upon all the deities that you can to your help other than Allah. Do so if you are truthful."
فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أُنْزِلَ بِعِلْمِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
Then, if your deities do not respond to your call for help, feel assured that this book was revealed with the knowledge of Allah, and that there is no God but He. Will you, then, surrender to this truth?
مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا نُوَفِّ إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ.
Those who merely seek the present world and its adornment, we fully recompense them for their work in this world, and they are made to suffer no diminution in it concerning what is their due.
أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون.
They are the ones who shall have nothing in the hereafter except fire. There they shall come to know that their deeds in the world have come to naught, and that whatever they have done is absolutely useless.
أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهُ وَمِنْ قَبْلِهِ كِتَابُ مُوسَى إِمَامًا وَرَحْمَةً أُولَئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ فَالنَّارُ مَوْعِدُهُ فَلَا تَكُ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّنْهِ إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Can it happen that he who enjoyed a clear evidence from his Lord, which is subsequently followed by a witness from him in his support, and prior to that was the book of Moses, peace be upon him, revealed as a guide and a mercy, would even such a person deny the truth in the manner of those who adore the life of this world? Rather, such persons are bound to believe in it. The fire shall be the promised resort of the groups of people that disbelieve. So be in no doubt about it, for this indeed is the truth from your Lord, although most people do not believe. Can it happen that he who enjoyed a clear evidence from his Lord? There is ample evidence in man's own self, let alone in the structure of the heavens and the earth, and in the order that prevails in the universe to prove that God is the only Creator, Master, Lord, and Sovereign of the universe. This evidence referred to above also inclines man to believe that the present life will be followed by another one in which man will be required to render an account of his deeds and wherein he will be requited for his performance in the life of this world, which is subsequently followed by a witness from him in his support. The witness from him is the Quran, which confirms the natural and rational evidence that God is the reality whose signs are manifest in man's own self and his surroundings.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أُولَئِكَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ وَيَقُولُ الْأَشْهَادُ هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ.
And who is a greater wrongdoer than he who invents a lie against Allah? Such persons will be set forth before their Lord, and the witnesses will testify. These are the ones who lied against their Lord. Lo, Allah's curse be upon the wrongdoers. And who is a greater wrongdoer than he who invents a lie against Allah?
To invent a lie against God consists of stating that beings other than God also have a share with God in His Godhead. That like God, they too are entitled to be served and worshipped by God's creatures. Inventing a lie against God also consists of stating that God is not concerned with providing guidance to His creatures, that He did not raise prophets for that purpose, and that He rather left human beings free to behave as they pleased. Inventing a lie against God also consists of stating that God created human beings by way of jest and sport, and that He will not have them render an account to Him, and that He will not requite them for their deeds.
Lo, Allah's curse be upon the wrongdoers.
Such a proclamation would be made on the Day of Judgment, when such iniquitous people will be presented before their Lord.
الذين يصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون.
Upon those who bar people from the way of Allah and seek in it crookedness and disbelieve in the hereafter.
أولئك لم يكونوا معجزين في الأرض وما كان لهم من دون الله من أولياء يضاعف لهم العذاب ما كانوا يستطيعون السمع وما كانوا يبصرون.
They had no power to frustrate Allah's plan on earth, nor did they have any protectors against Allah. Their chastisement will be doubled. They were unable to hear, nor could they see.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ.
They caused utter loss to themselves, and all that they had invented failed them.
لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ.
Doubtlessly, they shall be the greatest losers in the hereafter.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
As for those who believed and acted righteously and dedicated themselves totally to their Lord, they are the people of paradise, and there they shall abide forever.
مَثَلُ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ كَالْأَعْمَى وَالْأَصَمِّ وَالْبَصِيرِ وَالسَّمِيعِ هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ.
The example of the two parties is that one is blind and deaf, and the other capable of seeing and hearing. Can the two be equal? Will you then not heed?